Stamford Beach. Nice and short.
Leaves more time for drinking. Break out the ale! These men are thirsty!
It's the Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for the Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Here, here, drink up. I'll never finish the other three.
Welcome to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay and champagne sipping diva, welcoming you to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory. Well, of course, there is only one topic left to cover for this great year that 2008 has been, and that is, of course, New Year's Eve. We've made it through all the Christmas parties. We've made it through all the holiday gatherings. We've made it through the turkey. We've gotten ourselves out of the kitchen. And now we have one great celebration left. And of course, that is the dawning of the new year. I don't know about you, but I am happy to see the end of the holiday season in sight. It has certainly been a wild ride for me, my family, and my friends. And so we are looking forward to celebrating a little more calmly than we have for at least the 12 days of Christmas. I could go into some stories, but I think my producer might shoot me. So, but we have a fun show ahead of us today. Of course, we're going to talk about champagne. We're going to talk about what New Year's means to all of us and the things that we associate with New Year's. We have two great guests today. We have Miss Eileen Crane. She is the founding winemaker and CEO of Domaine Carneris, my favorite, absolute, hands-down California sparkling property. And we have Anthony Diaz Blue of BlueLifestyle.com. They will be calling in and giving us ideas about champagne, New Year's, and the year in review. So, of course, the biggest part of the show is always talking to you and getting your emails. For those of you who'd like to call in and tell us about your holiday so far or the holiday ahead, give us a call, 877-4-CRUSH-1, or you can email us, info@winecrush.com. And for those of you who sent your turkey pictures in, that was one of the saddest bunch of pictures I had seen in ages. It's very hard to pick a winner, but we will certainly let you know. Well, right now, that is exactly what we want to do, is we want to be in touch with you, and we have a couple emails to kick off the show. The first is an email from Heather in Washington State. Do you need to store screw cap wines horizontally? Heather, it really doesn't matter. The whole point of laying a wine down is so that the wine comes in contact with the cork and keeps the cork moist. If there's no cork, there's no point. So no, you can store them however you want to. Turn them upside down in your refrigerator. Generally, though, what I'd like to see is you taking your screw caps and turning them upside down into glasses. Heather, hope that helps. Please email us back if it doesn't. And from Tom in North Carolina, what is the best way to pop the cork on a champagne bottle? And I can't think of a better email or a better question to start the show with. Tom, you never pop a cork on a champagne bottle. There should never be any noise. There should never be any hiss. There should never be anything. Understand, there are close to 165 pounds of pressure in a champagne bottle. And let me tell you a story about how I learned this firsthand. I was young in the wine business way back when, and I didn't have a manager. I didn't have any kind of guidance. And all of a sudden, I had to do a luncheon for 120 ladies who lunch. Now, here I am, 21 years old. I can get up. I can pretty much talk to a rock. I'm not worried about it. I don't know anything about wine at this point, but hell, we can all fake it. So I get all my wines organized, get them all planned, and I'm supposed to be serving champagne at the end. Once again, not a problem. I'm on this. So I go around and I go to all the champagne bottles and I take all the wrappers off the top and then I take the little wire cage off the bottle. I thought, well, this will be easier. I can just run through this real quick. I probably got to the third course in that lunch when all of a sudden I'm rolling. I've had a couple glasses of Chardonnay and I hear this pop. Like, what was that? Followed immediately by 10 other pops, followed pretty much immediately after that by a whole bunch of glasses breaking. Every bottle of the case I had opened and taking the wire capsule off had blown their cork and either hit the light bulbs in the chandelier or it hit the nice ladies who lunch glasses. Needless to say, I was the hit of the party, and still, 20 years later, I have never been invited back to do an event at that club again. So, never make a noise with a champagne cork. Never take the wire capsule off the bottle until you're ready to pour it. And I know this is silly. It's kind of your warning. Never point it at anybody. Keep in mind, 165 pounds of pressure with a small projectile can cost people teeth, lips, blood, eyes, I don't know, hats, toupees, you name it, it can knock something off. So the correct way to open a bottle of champagne, take the wrapper off, slowly undo the wire. Put your thumb on top of that cork. Once you have taken the wire off that bottle, your thumb should never, ever, ever leave the top of that cork. If it leaves the top of that cork, you have no idea where that thing's going to go. So that is the correct way to do it. Now, for those of you who are having parties outside and just feel the need to shake things up, feel free to do it, but point it away from somebody else and certainly don't get it anywhere near my shoes. So, Tom, hope that helps. Hope that gives you some guidance. And for the rest of you, play it safe on champagne. Keep your neck in a wrapper at all times. All right, so we are off to a resounding start here on the show. And something we have to think about ahead is our great guest. And, of course, more calls, more emails from you, and exactly what New Year's Eve means to me. So more on these exciting topics when we return.
Yes, America's favorite program will be back. You'll get more laughs, more fun, more thrills.
This is the Wine Crush.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch? You're not alone. Increasing prices and the costs of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts in collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153.
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you know your business bottom line. But do you know your bottom line when it comes to your family's health insurance? The Mega Life and Health Insurance Company helps self-employed folks and small business owners focus on the bottom line every day when it comes to their health insurance plans. Here's the bottom line. If you don't have the right health insurance plan, you could be in trouble. Check your health insurance coverage today and call Mega, where the bottom line is quality health insurance designed for the self-employed and small business owners.
Call now for your free health insurance quote. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437. Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
Have a banana.
Eating well.
Have two bananas.
And playing.
Come on, Baloo.
Go together like best friends.
You better believe it.
With the food pyramid, the bare necessities of living healthy are easy.
That bring the bare necessities of life.
It gives you just the right amount of grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Crazy.
So eat right.
You eat it?
You're gonna love the way they tickle.
Be active.
I'll move. That's it.
And don't forget to have fun.
You're lots of fun, Baloo.
That's the way to be the best.
You're all right, kid.
At anything you do.
Yeah, man.
You can go to mypyramid.gov to play some games and find out more.
Me and Baloo, we've got things to do.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys. You going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
It's the Wine Crush.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we welcome you back to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory. Today, we are rounding out the new year, and we are talking about all the wonderful things we do on New Year's Eve, all the traditions. But right now, we are very, very fortunate. We are being joined by an exceptional guest. Her name is Miss Eileen Crane. She's the winemaker for Domaine Carneris. And for those of you who have followed the show in the past, there is no way you haven't remembered us talking about Domaine Carneris. For those of you who like to go out and visit California wine country, if you're stuck in the middle and you're trying to decide whether I'm going to go up Highway 29 and go to Napa, or if I'm going to go up Highway 1 and go to Sonoma, Domaine Carneris has to be and needs to be the very, very first stop you make on your tour of the country. Go up to Domaine Carneris, sit on the patio, have a glass of rosé, and it's the only way to get over jet lag in San Francisco International Airport. So, without further ado, Eileen Crane, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Well, it's wonderful to be on board and to be celebrating the beginning of another great year in 09. And I know that people are thinking, well, what's 09 going to bring? It will bring what you want it to bring and, what you, and the way you look at it. One of the great ways to celebrate every single day is a little glass of bubbly. And let me tell you what I mean by that, if I may.
Oh, you may, but I'm just questioning the whole idea of a little glass. I think a big glass works much, much better.
Well, okay, I could go with that.
All right.
Well, so many people will say to me, if I open a bottle of Domaine Carneris, I have to drink the whole thing. And I think, well, that may very well happen that you'll drink the whole thing. But the reality is that if you choose to go home every single night and just have a single glass of sparkling wine, and you have one of those little handy dandy sparkling wine stoppers that almost every wine shop would be happy to sell you for between $5 and $7. You can open a bottle, have a glass 5 or 6 days out of a single bottle, unless you share, in which case it's 2.5 or 3 days if you've got a friend with you or a lover or a honey, whatever. But
come on, Eileen, you know me better than this. You've seen me on your patio. You know that bottle's not lasting 6 days.
Well, it's always amazing to me. People say, but I'd have to drink the whole thing. I think, don't think you have to. Just to be concerned that it might all just disappear. But, you know, treat yourself. Something to look forward to. Make it a New Year's resolution when you at least a couple of days a week you're going to go home. People say, well, the wine will go flat. It won't. If you've got a stopper, it'll keep better than any other wine you can think of in your fridge with a stopper. So it's self-preserved with all those bubbles. They'll take care of it. It'll stay nice and fresh for you, and it'll actually end up costing you less than one of those designer coffees. So think of a way to treat yourself in 09.
I think that is a wonderful advice to anyone. And if I could recommend for our listeners, I would definitely treat yourself with a bottle of Domaine Carneris Rosé. There's something about that little pink stuff that just makes every day brighter.
It does. Rose-colored glasses, and whether it be a champagne flute or whether it be the glasses on your eyes, rose color just incites happiness, fun, and festivity. And the Domaine Carneris Rosé has just actually come on to the, just become widely available so that you can go in and ask your wine shop to get you, a six-pack of it just to get started with. And it's one of our wines, it's I drink it all summer long, but it's also at this time of year, I just feel I need that little extra festivity factor with the rosé to help me make it through the winter.
My girlfriend and I are definitely supporting that in the sense that I think we have had a bottle of your rosé. We're working for the 12 days of Christmas. So we figure we're going to kill 2 6-packs before it's over with, and we're happy about that. Well, for everyone who is listening, Domaine Carneros is probably the preeminent sparkling wine producer in California. It's in Carneros. It is the sister property of Tattinger from France. And we are fortunate enough to be talking to Eileen Crane, who is the outstanding female winemaker that makes all of this wonderful stuff come to pass.
Well, thank you very much. And as you were mentioning earlier, if you're coming to California, and everybody should, people say, what's the time of year to come? And truly, there's no bad time to come to wine country. But in the next few months, actually, it's a beautiful time to come because the mustard comes up in the fields. The vines just start to green. They're brilliant colors often, and it's less crowded in the winter, early spring, a lovely time to come and visit. And as you said, it's a great place to start your visit to wine country. The Domaine Carneros Chateau is prominently seen on the road between the town of Napa and the town of Sonoma. And I find many people come on their way in and then decide, well, they might just have to stop again on their way out, too, as a fitting closure. So don't be shy. Some of the things you'll find here is we have samplers of our sparkling wines. You can taste a whole flight of them if you'd like. And we also make wonderful Pinot Noir. You can taste an array of those. And we have artisanal cheese plates. You can have a little snack. Some people even consider it a light lunch. We don't have a restaurant, but there certainly are some wonderful smoked salmon, caviar, things like that that traditionally are served with sparkling wine that can be enjoyed. And you can take a tour, or you can just sit on the terrace. You can just sit in the salon and watch the logs burn if you like at this time of year,
or whatever makes you happy. Or you can just sit out on the patio and watch all your distributors stagger in and out and just make fun of the people coming up. At least that's what tends to happen when I visit. So, Eileen, question for you. Obviously, people question this time of year about champagne versus sparkling. And obviously, Domaine Carneros is a sparkling. The Tattinger is a champagne. Mm-hmm. Do you find it difficult to work for a French champagne house when you have the sparkling house? Do you ever feel like you're second bested because of this?
Well, you know, the Tattingers are very gracious people. But I will run into people who every so often will say to me, you know, yours is not real French champagne. And my response to that is always, and theirs is not real Carneros. And if you think about the world, you know, if in the 1950s and 60s, America was the top of the heap for electronics, but most of us still do not have RCA Victor or Zenith televisions in our home. The crown has moved, unfortunately, out of the U.S., but I think in fine, sparkling wine and bubbly, so also has that crown moved. And I'd just like to point out that in competitive tastings, Domaine Carneros beats out usually about 70% of the French competition in scores. You can pay, I'm looking at something right in front of me, and that when we're put up against products that cost between $40 and $45, we score on average 4 points higher, and yet you're looking at an average price of about $25. So Domaine Carneros is for those people who want something truly fine, finer than you will get from the average bottle of French champagne, and which will be very competitively priced. We're all very price conscious these days. You can get something that will please your guests at least as much, and you can pay on average $15 to $20 less a bottle.
I think it's dead on, and obviously, I'm a wine insider. I've been in the business for ages, and when I host parties at my house, I am past having true champagne. Domaine Carneros, California sparkling is always what I pour, and it's something people get great value. They like the freshness. They like the flavor, and especially going into 2009 when our financial situation isn't as solid as we'd like it to be, I think anyone who's routinely pouring a French champagne every day, you're just throwing money down the drain when there's so many great things like Domaine Carneros out there.
And hopefully really, as people try the Domaine Carneros by Taittinger, they'll come and see it's not just a value. You are getting a better quality product. When you spend $40 or $45 for a non-vintage French champagne, you're paying that much money for something that's shipped out of the winery in 18 months. Ours is a vintage product that's held back a full 3 years because the winery deems it's of a quality worth aging that long. You're looking at an estate-grown wine. We grow our own grapes. It's a very small production. Many of those French houses produce millions of cases. You're looking at Domaine Carneros being made in small artisanal quantities. So you're getting something that really is very special, very handmade, made by a very committed group of people.
And of course, a great winemaker.
Well, thank you. I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, of course, but I will. Eileen, we're going to have to come to a close, but I've got to ask you, as being the CEO of a champagne or a sparkling house, being the winemaker, what do you do for New Year's Eve?
Well, I get together with my family. We don't celebrate so much Christmas as we do New Year's because the traveling's easier. We get together. And I have a tradition that I have it. My husband brings me a glass of bubbles and a little, usually a pot of caviar in bed for breakfast on New Year's morning.
What a great way to start 2000, a great way to end 2008 and a lovely way to look forward to 2009.
Yes.
Well, Eileen, you have been a great part of the show. You personally know that you are one of my favorite people, and I will always remember you letting me have rosé before anyone else got it. I think we just nagged you to death, but I appreciate everything you do, and of course, I love everything that Domaine Carneros does. So hopefully we can have you back as y'all get into harvest, and we can talk about your still wines next time.
Well, may you have a great 09, and may all of you, may your glass bubble over in 09.
I love it. Eileen, thank you very much for calling in and being part of The Crush. I hope you have a great new year.
All right. Thank you. You too, all of you. Bye-bye.
Always fun to talk to someone who is so in-depth and so in tune with what the American palate's drinking. And Eileen does have it dead on. And I encourage those of you out there who are snobbier than this and want to take issue, please call us 877-4-CRUSH-1, because I will say hands down that California Sparkling from Domaine Carneros is going to rival 80% of the champagne you're pulling from France. All right, more coming up on The Crush after this break.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air. would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
8. We've worked together for years.
7. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
5. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
4. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
3. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
2. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help?
1. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the Wine Crush.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory. And today, we are rounding out the year of 2008 by talking about the upcoming party that is New Year's Eve. Well, New Year's Eve means a lot of different things to a lot of people. So I was laughing earlier today. I'm like, what does New Year's mean to you? And I just got such a wide plethora of answers. I have to go over some of these. Of course, New Year's means resolutions. Everyone resolving what they're going to do better next year. I suggest all of you join me. And I've resolved about 5 years ago to make no resolutions. And I have not broken that resolution since. So I am on track and ready to go for every New Year's I have. Of course, New Year's means champagne. Now, the whole holiday season has meant champagne for me. And here is a small note. Champagne is one of those wines that can really get you in trouble. The problem comes when you say, oh, sure, I'll split a bottle with somebody. You drink a little bit, you talk a little bit, you pour a little bit. And all of a sudden, because the way most champagne bottles are made, you're at the bottom. So whenever you pick up that champagne bottle, make sure when you're pouring that if the angle on the pour is getting higher and higher, it's time to order a second bottle because those bottles are always heavy anyway. People always talk about Dick Clark and the ball dropping. I don't know about you, but I know that I have been watching Dick Clark since I actually acknowledged there was a TV. So how much longer are we going to have this tradition? So at some point, whether it's this year, whether it's next year, make sure you watch Dick Clark and salute the poor man who's given up his New Year's for us for years and years and years. And of course, New Year's for most of everybody in the wine business, in the restaurant business, on both sides, as Michael would have said, it just means a bunch of drunks. So y'all go out, you have fun, but for the love of God, stay off the road. All right, part of our great show is always you calling in or you emailing us. And of course, you can do that at 877-4-CRUSH-1, or you can email us at info@winecrush.com. And right now we have an email. Whoever sent this email would not claim themselves, so I hope you're listening so we can give you your answer. The email reads, is inexpensive sparkling wine worth buying, or should you just go all out when you are drinking champagne? If you tuned into the early part of the show, you know the answer to that. Of course, sparkling wine is definitely worth buying. I think right now it offers some of the best values out there. If you think about where the dollar is versus the euro, yes, we're gaining ground, but most of the stuff that's on the floor in your grocery stores and most of the stuff that's on your floor right now in your liquor stores were purchased when the dollar was much weaker than the euro. So, of course, that means that California sparkling is going to be a much, much better deal for you all the way around. Domaine Carneros, Domaine Chandon, Mumm, Schramsberg, all of them great entries and good options. Something else to think about, I know we talk about sparkling, we talk about champagne, there is always cava, Spanish sparkling wine. There was always Prosecco, Italian sparkling wine. There are a lot of different options in the pretty bottles that come with some pressure behind them. Just use your best judgment and enjoy. It doesn't matter what you're drinking as long as it has bubbles, is festive, and you have good company. So, I hope that certainly helps. All right, we have another victim on the wine line, too. We have Amy from West Virginia. Amy.
What are the most common terms to describe champagne? And between those terms, how do you determine the difference?
Amy, actually, it can be very, very, very confusing. So I'm just going to hit the high notes on some of these so that when you go stare at the shelf, it doesn't totally alienate. I really do wish that the sparkling wine and the French champagne makers would get together and find a clearer way to label these because they are a little bit off. You have Brut, B-R-U-T. This is your basic champagne. This is neither overly dry. This is not overly sweet. It is kind of middle of the road. It is the most common. Then you get extra dry. And for most people, you'd look at a bottle, you'd see extra dry. Okay, that means that it's not as sweet. Wrong. Extra dry is actually sweeter than Brut because that makes perfect sense. Then there's some other terms that you can go into. You have doux, D-O-U-X. That tends to be very, very sweet. You have demi-sec. Demi-sec is also very sweet. On the other end, for those of you who like drier style champagnes and sparklings, there are two things you can look for. One is Brut Zero or Brut Naturel. And these are wines that really have almost no sugar in the dosage. It means that they are very, very bone dry. They haven't had anything added to it after the second fermentation that would account for corn syrup, sweetener, something like that. The other term to look for is a Brut Sauvage. And this is also extraordinarily dry. They're harder to find, but for those of you who are truly aficionados, for those of you who are doing food pairings that may involve seafood or oysters, something like that, it's definitely worth searching out. So, Amy, I hope that helped, and I hope it gives you a little bit of idea. If I get motivated and get my producer to do something, we might actually put it on the website. But you never know with us. You really never know. All right, now we have Diane from California.
I was just wondering if champagne has an expiration and how exactly you would store it. Is it okay to do the refrigerator? Does it need to be at a certain temperature?
Champagne as a whole, any wine is going to have an expiration date, but this is not something you're going to hold on to. You have bottles of Dom right now that are being re-released on the market from 1971. So chances are anything you have in your house, you shouldn't worry about. Here's the key with champagne. It's just like any other wine. It doesn't like light, it doesn't like heat, and it doesn't like vibration. For those of you who have your champagne in that wine rack sitting on top of your refrigerator, you may have a problem. The wine's probably very shaken up, it's very warm, and it's seen a lot of light. The best way to store your champagne, say someone gives you a nice bottle and you don't feel like you need to drink it yet, take the bottle, lay it down in your lettuce crisper in your refrigerator. Great place to put it. It stays cold, it stays dark, and there's very little vibration down there. And let's face facts, who really needs produce in the refrigerator? It's kind of a waste of space. That's what that drawer is there for bottles of wine, bottles of beer, bottles of Sauvignon Blanc. Forget the lettuce, forget the carrots, forget the celery. They're kind of irrelevant. So that's generally the best place to keep your champagne. As far as an expiration date, honestly, as long as the cork stays in the bottle and you have kept the champagne well, I would say up to 5 years, you'll be good to go. So I hope that helps, and I hope this gives you a little bit of insight into what to do with your bubbles. But actually, on that note, a lot of people tend to buy champagne or get champagne as gifts, and everyone tends to wait. Oh, well, I'll wait for my birthday. I'll wait for Mother's Day. I'll wait for this. I'll wait for that. Stop it. Champagne is an everyday beverage. Champagne is something you need to toast yourself. You need to drink it every day. Just because you think you have to have a special occasion, it's certainly not the reason to save that bottle. Anytime you open a bottle of champagne, it is a special occasion. More on The Crush right after this.
There's more Wine Crush in just a moment.
The days of wine and roses.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. It works. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max, easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles. Take it from Carroll Shelby.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean it.
Log on to Z-Max.com and find a retail performance partner. Z-Max, performance you can feel.
It is with sound mind and body that I, James Fredericks III, after fighting with all direct family members for decades, leave my entire fortune of $32 million to the one friend I had in the end, the package delivery guy, Matt Songer.
Woohoo! Yeah! I had a feeling about this. Uh-huh! I'm rich! Oh, this cannot be happening.
Actually, it's not happening.
What?
And it never will.
I don't get it.
There aren't even people here. That's just one of those murmuring sound effects.
Seriously?
Listen, if you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck.
Huh.
Put $10 away each month. Cook once in a while instead of eating out.
Okay.
Pay down your high-interest credit card.
Right.
Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow.
So, no inheritance?
No. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And just to be clear, no inheritance, right?
The Wine Crush.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we are talking about New Year's Eve. We are talking about champagne. We are talking about celebrating, which is always fine and good till we get to the first week of the New Year's and wonder, how much did we really celebrate? When those credit card bills come in and your liver starts kicking things back to you, you think, okay, I did round out 2008 great. Let's start 2009 a little bit healthier. But that's what we are talking about today. We're talking about things we associate with New Year's. And we are talking about what we do, what we expect. I actually have a couple of things that, you know, they're standard. Party favors, noisemakers. I know why we do the noisemakers. We do noisemakers to make people and evil spirits go away. But where did confetti come from? I want someone to call in and let me know where confetti came from, why it's there, and why do I spend the 3 months after New Year's picking confetti off my carpet, out of my couch, out of the hem of my pants, out of socks, hose, and various other things it tends to get attached to. So if anyone knows why we throw confetti on New Year's, I'm interested. 877-4-CRUSH-1. Enlighten me. Well, right now, we are going to be enlightened here on The Crush. We are fortunate enough to have Anthony Diaz Blue. He is one of the ultimate gurus when it comes to wine. He's associated with Bon Appetit. He's been involved with the tasting panel with the San Francisco International Wine Festival. He is a man about town who has done it all. So, Anthony, welcome to The Wine Crush.
Well, thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Ah, happy to have you here. So we're talking about New Year's and champagne and fun things today. What is your fun thing for you to do on New Year's Eve?
Well, you know, it's always good to, there's a lot of really good domestic caviar around now that's considerably less expensive than the stuff from the Caspian Sea. So that's always nice. If it's just a small celebration, you know, like two people. but, you know, for a larger group, you know, something roasted, we do that. And then, you know, definitely champagne. Champagne is definitely the thing to have, although I don't believe that champagne is just for special celebrations. I mean, I think champagne is like for every day, including breakfast.
I just got off my soapbox about that. Every day is special when you have champagne or you have sparkling
Absolutely.
Wine.
You betcha. So, but, you know, I have certain favorites. As a matter of fact, the Tasting Panel magazine, of which I am the editor, we just had our annual champagne party, which is kind of our Christmas party and so on. And we had 34 different rosé champagnes.
Ooh!
And I think that rosé champagne is the most festive of all.
Hands down, absolutely. Ironically enough, Eileen Crane was our guest just before you, talking with Eileen.
She makes a terrific rosé.
Oh, her rosé is just to die for. I will stay in those rose-colored glasses every day I can afford to. I promise you that.
Well, the thing about rosé is that basically it's usually made by adding a little bit of Pinot Noir still wine to a regular cuvée, so that basically it becomes a little bit more, has a little bit more depth, it has a little bit more substance, so that it is actually something you can drink throughout a meal. I mean, you can have rosé champagne with steak. I mean, it's absolutely lovely.
And has been had with steak.
Uh-huh.
And macaroni and cheese and fried chicken. Actually,
it pairs
lovely with fried chicken.
Yes.
So tell me more about this champagne party. How do I get an invitation?
Well, it takes place in L.A., and it's for the trade, and I think that you qualify. So,
well, thank you.
Be invited.
Well, good. We'll call back to bother you next year.
I have
a question. I know this isn't necessarily, we do want to talk about your book, but why do you think that rosé has gotten such a bad rap in the United States?
I think it goes back to many, many, many years ago when there was something around called cold duck.
Aha. Uh-huh. Thank you, Andre.
And it was just horrible stuff. It was a hangover in a bottle, and you know, people hated it so much or had gotten waylaid by it so many times that the whole idea of a sparkling red wine was really scary. But I think that also had something to do with the fact that rosé still wine took so many years to finally become hot.
I can't disagree with you in anything you said, which is always fun for me because my producer's convinced I like to argue with everybody. tell us about your pocket guide to wine.
Well, it basically has a little blurb about every single winery in the world. I would say probably if you walk into a wine shop or into a supermarket where they sell wine or any place where they sell wine, that 97% of what you see on the shelf will be referenced in the book. So basically what it says is what people are good at, which wineries are the best, and how to find bargains.
And I think finding bargains in 2009 is definitely going to be something we all need to keep on point.
No question. And that's why I was going to suggest something about champagne. All right, champagne can be expensive, and I think probably the least expensive champagne. And when we say champagne, that means the wine from the Champagne District of France, which is so wonderful, but still the least expensive one is going to be $30 or more. So if you are looking to save a little money, there are other products on the market, sparkling wines, that are totally delicious, like Prosecco, for example, from Italy, which generally runs about $15 a bottle and can be found for less than that. And that's a wonderful product and very charming and easy to drink. Also, the cavas from Spain are lovely. And also, you talk about Eileen Crane. Well, there are a lot of very good sparkling wines being made domestically, and Domaine Carneros is one of them, Rotor Estate, Mum, Napa Valley, and who else? Iron Horse and Gloria Ferrer. Those are all just delicious wines, and they probably will run you between $15 and $20 a bottle.
I think that's something we were talking about earlier in the show. I think right now, with the power of the dollar, they are the best values for anyone who's looking to celebrate New Year's Eve, people who are looking to have the mimosas on New Year's Day because of how much champagne they drank on New Year's Eve.
Right.
I think this is where your money's going to be best spent.
No question. And, you know, they're also, if you're not a big fan of sparkling wine, although I don't know who isn't, you know, there are other things that are very exciting in the market right now, and particularly in the area of red wines. The wines that are coming out of Argentina are absolutely spectacular and still an excellent value.
I think you have it dead on. I think our southern neighbors definitely have a handle on what the American palate likes and what we can expect in the upcoming new year.
No question. And their primo variety is Malbec, which is a Bordeaux variety that grows in France. And the way they do it in Argentina is just so spectacular. It's amazing. And you can find good Argentine Malbecs for, you know, $12 to $15. I mean, there are some that are much more expensive than that, but they're all really, really good. And so, the cheaper ones are absolutely delightful.
Well, it's definitely going to be a great place for people to start out next year. Well, Anthony, thank you very much for calling in, being part of the Crush. I hope that maybe as we get into 2009, we can call you back and you and I can talk at length about Argentina, because Cheval Blanca, or Cheval de Andes, has certainly turned it around for me.
Oh, that's a terrific wine.
So see, we're going to have some things in common. Well, I want to very much thank you for calling into the Crush, and hopefully you and your family will have a wonderful New Year's Eve and an exceptional 2009.
Same to you, and I hope to speak to you again in the new year.
We're going to hold you to it.
Okay.
Thanks very much. That's been Anthony Diaz Blue of Blue Lifestyle. If you want to check out his website, you can do that at bluelifestyle.com.
I like to think about the life of wine, how it's a living thing. I like to think about what was going on the year the grapes were growing, how the sun was shining, if it rained. I like to think about all the people who tended and picked the grapes. And if it's an old wine, how many of them must be dead by now? I like how wine continues to evolve. Like, if I opened a bottle of wine today, it would taste different than if I'd opened it on any other day. Because a bottle of wine is actually alive. And it's constantly evolving and gaining complexity.
The Wine Crush.
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you know your business bottom line. But do you know your bottom line when it comes to your family's health insurance? The Mega Life and Health Insurance Company helps self-employed folks and small business owners focus on the bottom line every day when it comes to their health insurance plans. Here's the bottom line. If you don't have the right health insurance plan, you could be in trouble. Check your health insurance coverage today and call Mega, where the bottom line is quality health insurance designed for the self-employed and small business owners.
Call now for your free health insurance quote. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch? You're not alone. Increasing prices and the costs of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts in collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153.
Well, howdy! Thanks for coming to Big Bubba's. We got a mess of used cars. What can we do for you?
We're looking for,
something cute.
Well, here's a beauty. A 99 model with a moonroof. As a bonus, we'll throw in a leaking gas tank. You could be driving and kaboom! Adds that zing of excitement.
You got any other cars?
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we are slowly putting an end to this year of The Wine Crush. We've had a lot of fun together. We've talked about a lot of wonderful things, but today we are hitting the high note on New Year's Eve. And New Year's Eve, I think people think, is the ultimate wine holiday, the ultimate wine experience, because that is the one thing you do to end the new year, start the other, is you don't have a glass of beer in your hand, you don't have a glass of scotch, you don't have a glass of bourbon, but champagne at New Year's, at midnight, is traditional toast. So for those of us who are truly cork dorks, this is our high holiday. And I encourage everybody out there to go out, get a good bottle of bubbles, get a great bunch of company, and have a nice time. But we have had fun talking about different aspects of champagne in the New Year's today. But I think the most important thing is going into the New Year's is to remember to celebrate and be safe and to have a great 2009 ahead of you. So on that note, I want to offer a toast to all of you. I want you to drink well. I want you to laugh often. And remember, you need to celebrate the new year all year long. Cheers to you. And remember, in vino veritas, in wine there is always truth. I'm Laura Lawson. We'll catch you next year.